Morning, I get to spend a little bit of time with the representatives of Theater Bartleshill and a couple of names and faces that are nearly synonymous with Theater Bartleshill, though certainly not their only community activity. I get to talk with the Elmore family. Joni, start me off. Theater Bartleshill getting started for a new season, and that means new membership drive, right?
Oh, absolutely, Charlie. We are in the middle of our membership drive and have been since this summer, and so it's not too late to become a member. And our membership is very inexpensive, and there are perks that come with it in regard to being able to come to parties that are fun, and we have premieres of our shows. We have special things for our constituents that come to the shows, like free pie. And this year, in the middle of the season, in December, we're having a fundraiser called It's a Wonderful Life Fundraiser.
Okay.
We'll be having a silent auction. There'll be food, there'll be wine, there'll be cookies, Christmas fun, Christmas fair. And we'll also be doing a one-act radio live production of It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a great show. I have heard other radio productions of that script, and I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Right, and to become a member, all you need to do is call the radio station at 918-336-1900. I'm there from 11 to 2, Monday through Friday, and I'll make sure that at Theater Bartlesville, 312 South Dewey, and I will make sure that membership can be taken over the phone by credit card, or you can drop in and say hi, and we'll sign you up.
Always nice to hit that face to face contract.
Love it.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the perks, and I just want to make sure that we understand. Some of these are true benefits, getting some great seats for your show, because you get to, get some advance notice on things. And
yes, our membership is a little bit different. It is not like season tickets.
Right.
But you do get advance notice of the shows. You know everything that's coming up. You are sent an invitation to the parties. And so you before your radar is up naturally on your schedule, you've got something that's letting you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and seems as though just with the perks of membership, financially you're making out all right, plus it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's absolutely a lot of fun. You know, really, it's like a family. We pay theater bucks, and we talk about our families, we talk about our kids, and we let people put $5 in the hat and talk about themselves as much as they want.
Wow, a great deal.
Right, it's fun.
Well, this is fun, and I know that you've got a great season coming up. I don't know all of the productions, but you're going to draw back the curtain just a little bit and tell us about the one coming up in a few weeks.
Yes, well, this is Moon Over Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a reprisal of a show that we did 10 years ago under the direction of Judy McGlasson when she was executive director and did a lot of the direction of the shows themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a hit, such a crazy farce. It's just rip-roaring comedic fun. And Jason and I were asked by our now present artistic director, Shelby Bramer, to reprise this show, and Troy Martin is going to be directing, and he is fabulous at helping with comedy and farce. He did Noises Off,
mm-hmm,
in the fall of 2015, and it was an incredible success. We find that people love comedies.
We
in
do.
This day and time, there's a lot of stuff going on out there that's no fun to hear, and people like comedy, and so we are going to offer that to them and make it as fun as we can make it.
Well, and most comedies that I can think of are apolitical, or if they are political, they're deliberately that way, making fun of both sides. So
there's pokes and prods, I guarantee you, but it's fun.
And that's the nice thing. We get to, I'll say, remember something from 10 years ago, but the cast will be different, and even with the same cast over 10 years' time, they're going to be having fun with different things.
Well, luckily, we get to actually have two of our co-stars, Andy Dossett and Kimberly Wright, are reprising with us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we've had so much fun reliving the first production in regard to the second production. Even the little nuances that for some of the lines that we used to do, you don't remember the scripts. You have to re-memorize them.
Mm-hmm.
But you do remember some of the nuances, and we've had a lot of fun with all of that and remembering some really funny, great times in the first show, and we're inserting those into the second show. But with Troy's creative expertise, we're doing new things as well.
Well, that's the nice thing. Troy, you did not work with the original cast, but you're getting to mold and shape this one, and I can imagine some of the discussions around it. I like that, but let's change this one somewhere along the way.
Yeah, definitely. I really want it to be my own production as well. With four cast members that are the same, it was, and I did cast Andy and K Kimberly in their roles. Jason and Joni were asked to come back. I asked Andy and Kimberly to come and audition mm-hmm. so that they could, you know, try to get back in their roles.
Sure.
And they, obviously, they're hilarious and funny, so they were obviously my first choice. But the entire cast itself is just hilarious. We have some newcomers who's never been on the Theater Bartlesville stage. We have some people who are returning. It's a wonderful production. And you know, I want people to understand that it's not the same production that it was 10 years ago. We have a different stage. We have a different, you know, we've come so far from where we were 10 years ago that it can't be the same. So we do have some of the same cast, but the show is funnier. It's more physical, probably. If you want to, you know, Jason and Joni will probably get into that because I'm a more physical actor. So mm-hmm. there's more falls. There's more, you know, craziness going on. So they, you know, there's more demand from them as well as actors. So I've really wanted to stretch my cast and make them really, you know, dive into these roles. And they are. And they're doing great, and we're excited about it.
Well, getting experienced people to reprise a role they've already done, certainly there's a lot of precedent for that, everywhere from Broadway to any local theater you want to talk about. Film has taken advantage of that, taking actors who did a role on Broadway, now doing it in the film production. So you're in good company.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, Jason and Joni are staples in the Bartlesville community, you know. People love to see them on stage, and they rarely get to act together, you mm-hmm. know. So it's important for me to give them these characters, because these characters are, you know, they're kind of like exaggerated versions of themselves, exaggerated a lot in a lot of ways.
Maybe not so much.
I was trying to be nice.
And we'll keep it that way, at least on the radio anyway.
No.
But you're having fun, too. One thing that I've noted in just, first of all, you personally, but also in the way I think you work with your cast, is you encourage the cast members to have fun with their roles. Because we're talking about a comedy. We're talking about a farce, something that we want the audience to have a great time with.
Yeah, and if the actors are getting bored with their role, it's going to show through to the community. So really what we're trying to do is we're trying to liven things up. You know, there's little things that we see every day in rehearsal, and we're like, let's keep that, let's lose this, like, let's do this. Instead of moving that way, why don't we move this way? So we try to keep it fresh, and we want it to be a fresh experience for them, so that they feel like light on their feet, and they're enjoying it too. But literally at rehearsals, sometimes we don't stop laughing. So that can be a little bit troublesome. So.
Well, I'm sure by the time the audience gets around to it, they'll be laughing with them, so it'll be okay.
Yeah, well, I just have to teach some of, you know, like I said, some of these people haven't been on stage in a while, but they, it's important for them to not laugh as well, because it's, you know, yeah, it's funny to the audience, but they don't, you know, like there's a whole balcony scene, which I'm not going to give away,
no.
But it's probably the biggest cover in any show ever, so it's kind of like a, you know, I'm like, you can't laugh. They're going to be laughing, and they're going to drive you insane with the laughter, but you cannot laugh. That's what's going to make it funny.
Yeah, so. and that's, I think I know which situation you're talking about, and it's going to be a great, great part of it. Yes. Working with any husband-wife team, they come to it with a pre-established relationship, obviously, mm-hmm. and you get to, if it's the characters I think we're talking about on this one, you get to exaggerate that relationship a little bit.
Yes. I mean, the characters are George and Charlotte Hay. And they are, you know, Charlotte is, you know, an old Broadway, she's not old, she's a Broadway star from the 40s.
Okay, yeah.
And she's come down and done tours and B-movies and
this is not Sunset Boulevard.
Exactly. So she, so Joni gets to play like an exaggerated character of that. And Jason and Joni's relationship in the show, George and Charlotte Hay's relationship, is obviously not comparable to their relationship in real life. Because there's a lot of more turmoil and things like that. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a story.
Well, their life is totally tranquil, I'm sure. Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure.
Well, this is going to be a fun show, and you're doing a good job of giving us some little peeks here and there. You're still about 3 weeks out, more or less.
Yes.
So, you got a lot of time yet to polish and hone, and yet things have to be going well. I don't see any stress on your face.
Yeah, no. Last night was our first night off book for Act One, and the cast did an amazing job. We, you know, they're just, everybody just seems to want the show to go well, and they're really preparing themselves, and they're there, and it's a great show. So
yeah, well, we're talking with Troy Martin and the Allmores, talking about the upcoming production of Moon Over Buffalo, and we will continue and invite you to the show when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time on Community Connection on 1400 K1 and previewing the Theater Bartlesville production of Moon Over Buffalo. Jason Elmore, I'm trying to remember this character. It's almost 180 degrees out of phase from what I think I stereotype you as, but you got to have a lot of fun with this one.
Well, first off, thank you.
But he is funny in real life.
Oh, I have had a good time with him, this one I think takes it to an extreme sometime.
Yes, it does. I'm playing the role of George Hay. And George is a career actor, along with his wife, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And they are on tour in a repertory company. They find themselves in Buffalo, New York. And it's pretty much the day from hell. Everything that can go wrong does go wrong. And it's set in a comedic fashion, as of course it's a farce. Mm-hmm. Confused identities, open slamming doors, trips, falls, laughter, costumes. It is hilarious.
Are you having any trouble with the physical comedy?
No, I don't. We alter things on whatever different characters are able to do, and Troy is good with that. Piece things together with a physicality that's credible, believable, and fun.
Yeah, yeah. My first experience with a husband and wife acting team happened to be a production of Music Man. They obviously played Harold Hill and Marion the Librarian together. This is somewhat that love-hate relationship between the two characters.
Yes, it is. And it's odd. It's a play within a play, mm-hmm. because obviously Joni and I have been married a long time. And these actors.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yes, thank you. And these actors, these characters, have been married a long time. So it's easy to draw on that experience. And I guess if there's any danger, it would be, as Joni would say, just to slip into being Jason and Joni Elmore. Because we've been married a long time, we've been acting a long time, and we're playing actors who have acted a long time.
I don't remember seeing the two of you on stage together. How long has it been since you've been on stage together?
What would you say?
Well, last fall,
okay.
We did a one-act
show. That's right.
For Home Dinner Theater, which was fun. But we didn't have as much interaction because he was my butler, and he didn't get to say as much as I did.
Well, it was typecasting. It was easy. So
those easy roles are fun.
But we have done quite a few things together. We did all of the cheating shows by Del Shores. Mm-hmm. He was Clarence. I was Sarah Lee. There were three of those.
I was the town mechanic and womanizer.
And I was the beauty shop girl.
Of course you were.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
And we have played in the same shows, but not always opposite each other. For instance, in our town, I played Mrs. Gibbs, but he played the stage manager, which was a huge role for him.
Yeah.
So we're not always opposite each other, even though sometimes we are in the same show.
So I would say, in answer to your question, this is probably the only show where we act together as husband and wife on stage, being the story.
It's the only show we've ever kissed in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's kind of good. So there's some theatrical history going on
there.
Yeah,
a little bit.
That's great. Is he hard to work with?
Oh, Jason? No. No.
You find yourself running lines at home?
We do some. Simply because it takes a little bit of the pressure off of the time that we have to be in our books alone.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes, if we're in the car together, we will run a scene. We should do it. It's fun.
Sure. This one, let's see, performance dates. I don't think we've talked dates and times yet.
Okay, well, they're coming right up. We are going to open Thursday, September the 14th, and we will run Friday and Saturday of that weekend. So the first weekend is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, September 14, 15, and 16. Then we take a little break, and we open back up the next weekend on Friday night, which will be September 22nd. Saturday night the 23rd, and then on that weekend we will have a matinee at 2:00 p.m. That's the only matinee performance, and that will be September the 24th at 2:00 p.m.
Okay, and this one, I think probably most older members of the family would have fun with this. I don't know how far down you would want to welcome the youngsters in.
Well, you know, that varies, but we usually say 10, 12 years old probably is the best. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Evangeline gets to come to see Mimi and Bat-Bat, but sometimes we put earplugs in her ears.
and there's a certain age where you just get restless in the seat, too. So, you know.
Really, yeah. Yes. We kind of, we don't discourage it, but we think that it's best. It's kind of PG,
yeah.
You know?
Evangeline, is there anything you'd like to say on the radio about this show?
I thought it was funny when I watched the rehearsal.
Oh, good.
All right.
There you go. Her first on-air appearance.
We'll see if we can incorporate that into the commercials for it somehow.
Charlie, if I might add, sure. I would say I had an experience yesterday trying to order tickets, and this is not against the PAC in Tulsa. These are just simply the facts. Tried to buy two tickets, and the handling charges totaled $15. So my $60 tickets were $75. Mm-hmm. The simplest and easiest way to get tickets to a show at Theater Bartlesville, go to the website, theaterbartlesville.com, and it's so very clearly laid out, and you can order tickets, $15, absolutely zero handling charge, and you can choose your seat.
What better way is that? I mean, really, we've all had some experience similar. The dollar amount may vary, whether we're talking about a sporting event, a theatrical event, a musical event, whatever. Even just the $1 handling charge at the community center can be a stumbling block for some people.
Right, and Charlie, just to let the audience know, if they have any problem with the website, there is no issue with the website, but if they experience an issue that is beyond their computer capability or they get confused, call the office, 11 to 2, Monday through Friday. I'm there to help.
Now, can you buy a membership online too?
You actually can. Through credit card only. But mm-hmm. if there's any confusion with that, just call the office and we'll help them through that as well.
Okay. Well, again, memberships run through the season. So we're talking about, through the late spring, winter last show.
Well, actually, the earlier you get in on it, the more perks that you get because they are qualified by each show. So if somebody comes to me in April and they say they want to buy a membership, I usually encourage them to wait because we're getting ready to turn over on the fiscal year. Mm-hmm. So now is the time to buy because you get full advantage.
It's a great idea. And again, with all the different membership perks, you get so many things. And why not become a membership?
No. Oh, and yeah. Our membership rates are just so low, $40 a person for an entire year.
Sounds like a great deal. Dates and times again on the show?
September 14, 15, and 16. September 22, 23, and 24. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday performances are at 7:00 p.m. And the one on the September 24th matinee is 2:00 p.m.
Theater Bartlesville, downtown Bartlesville. Easy to find, and you're going to find a great show on this one. It is a farce. It's a reminder of something you've seen before with some of the original cast members and some new faces along the way. You're going to have a good time, so go see the show, and it's coming up in just about 3 weeks, downtown Bartlesville.
Hi, Mike Maddox here from Romans Outdoor Power, letting you know the Kubota Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on right now. Take on tough jobs in the powerful Kubota L-Series tractor with the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease.